Welcome to the D20 Future Show. I am, as always, your host and your Statham Master Richard. Thanks once again to Matt Crawley's editing. We have part two of Jason Statham's Big Vacation live at Dragon Meet 2022. Dragon Meet is London's friendliest role-playing convention, and it's back on this year, on the 2nd of December, in the Hammersmith Novotel. Find out more at dragonmeet.co.uk. Jason Statham's Big Vacation is one of the astonishing number of free micro-RPGs available from Rowan, Rook & Deckard. Check out their website, rowanrookanddeckard.com. This audio is from the actual play performance from the podcast zone of Dragon Meet, with a cast of podcasters made up of Matt from Merely Role Players, longtime friend of the show AJ from Pretending with Dice, and David and Rose from Who Lives, Who Dice. And so, for the first time in absolutely ages, it's time for me to say, previously on the D20 Future Show.
I don't completely follow where you're going with this, but you're a very smart lawyer, so I will continue to hear where this goes.
Now, all I'm saying is that we don't have to... I will make this all work. The problems with the wife, the...
Fiancé.
The fiancé.
No, I do not have a fiancé.
No,
it's really important we understand this.
We absolutely understand this, Jason, but what we're going to do, I'm going to make this the greatest story ever. It'll be one of a man who stumbled, who slipped in his convictions, his oaths, but then he built himself back up to start the greatest career comeback. Not that your career is declining. The greatest career upturn, not that it's, again, that anyone has ever seen in the history of this world.
And what shape does Jason's comeback take? Well, let's find out.
You mean we're going to make Crank 3?
We're going to make Crank 3, Jason!
Come on!
I would like to spin Doctor if I
sure, may. Yep.
Nope.
Worth a shot.
Trouble is, I've seen the script for Crank 3 and it's not good. It's even worse than the script for Crank 2, which, let's face it, wasn't very good. In fact, the more I think about that, the sadder I get.
What do we say before the trip? No shop talk on the holiday.
On a scale of how sad I am, my marriage being in deadly peril, not quite as troubling as the idea that you might have any other clients, pales into comparison to the 3 points of sad I take from the idea that I might have to make Crank 3 instead of that spin-off from Spy where I get to play that spy.
And Jason is actually now in danger mode for being sad.
Seeing that Jason is sad.
Yeah.
I've been with him long enough. I know what cheers this guy up.
Okay.
I say, Bosh, do you want to have a go on my gun?
Just... More than anything in the world right now, I want to have a go on your gun.
I hand him an Uzi.
Okay.
And just said, go wild.
Okay, let's have a these weapons are weapons roll.
Ban it all. That's a 10.
Click goes the gun. And he's like, no.
Waterlogged.
Click. Click, this is not firing. I'm only 1 point from sad and we've got over an hour to film.
Slow motion?
If I draw the police's attention, can he instead take points in arrest?
That sounds like a spin doctor role to me.
We have an hour more to go. I need you to be my friend.
Work with us, Dice.
That's a pass.
I was going to say, earlier in the game, we could have just restarted if Jason had died in scene one, but now we're solidly into the scene 2-3 boundary.
It's a pass.
It's a pass.
It's a pass.
So as Jason just click again, you start to usher over the police who are really aware that there are firearms charges involved in just having an Uzi on the Isle of Fernando, let alone pointing it at some of the locals. They start to form a perimeter. Experts on the Isle of Fernando, are the police armed there or not?
Heavily.
Heavily armed. So, as they start to pull out weapons, it's the confidence, that's all that matters. Yeah. They're like, no one is allowed, again, dead on accent, no one is allowed weapons except us, we are the police. So you must, if you are a naked Hollywood star, yeah, he's still naked, a naked Hollywood star, you're not allowed to have... The accent is wandering around by now.
Officers.
He's doing a tour of the island.
Officers, I can explain.
Before you do, he is going to take a point in arrested. They all turn to you and go, you are some sort of lawyer, yeah?
No, no, I'm just an innocent bystander, local of the island of Fernando.
Right, your accent sounds nothing like Alan.
This Hollywood star is defending me from these marauding take-me-out contestants.
They are a pain. They like you, they like you, and then they... That's a reference to the show, I think. Yeah, yeah. We do not watch. It's not broadcast in this place.
You can't arrest him. He's a hero.
Okay, and with... Which skill are you using there?
I think I'm going for failed actor, because I'm trying to pretend.
Yes. Nice. You got this.
It's a one. Yay! Not so failed anymore.
You know what? Your powers of persuasion are so convincing. I assume you are being rescued by this man. However, we will take it from here, Jason. And they, Jason?
I would like to explain them to the police in legal terms why it is Jason Statham's basic human right to carry an Uzi.
Let's have a low roll to find out whether or not you're going to take away his gun.
I have more.
Obviously.
Oh, it is exactly what I needed it to be. It's a nine.
It's a nine?
It's a nine.
Oh, I did not realise it was his basic human rights to be armed with an Uzi.
He is Jason Statham.
No further questions. And they
I hand them my
pack up and leave, taking their own. Oh, yes, I have someone I need to sue. I will be in touch.
Don't give the cops that power.
Look, man, I'm just trying to make some bank, right?
All right. So, we have left the scene. I do not know what I'm saying to you. Bye! Say the police. And Jason just takes a moment and be like, so far this holiday's been a bit rough, I'll be honest. I'm not feeling very well. I am feeling really quite emotional about everything. And quite bored. It's been a roller coaster. But fortunately, I'm well clear of being arrested, so...
Bleeding quite heavily, though.
Yeah, if someone wants to do anything about that, that would be fine. Well, I'm feeling a bit lightheaded, but you know what would do me, you know, just a world of good?
A trip to the local church?
It's a four. I've always been interested in religion, in the abstract. But... Are your arms all right, by the way? They're both sort of flopping.
Well, they're a bit broken, but not to worry. The ring,
all right, then. No problem,
the ring
then.
On one of my hands is definitely making it feel better, darling.
No, I didn't actually give you a ring. I was completely naked in the middle of a field.
No, but Beryl did fashion herself a ring out of grass the moment that that Jason proposed.
That would explain that, then. Okay. Please stop telling everyone we're married. Yes.
No, we're engaged. We need to go to the church for the next bit.
Well done.
Do you know what the opposite of a church is, I've always thought? An eel sanctuary. That's where I want to go.
What? I suppose I could have the priest meet us there.
So... Kicking open the door to a local church, Jason is like, right, eel sanctuary, there's bound to be one on the island of Fernando. Bound to be staffed by a local character with a very convincing accent. That's bound to be what's about to happen here. Do you want to use your local knowledge rather than follow me to find the eel sanctuary? Just a thought.
Sure, go on, why not?
Just giving you just that 1 in 12 better chance.
Churches do offer sanctuary.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. Churches do what?
Offer sanctuary.
That's true. Not to eels, though.
We know there's eels on the island.
Fernando.
But luckily, the local church is also an eel sanctuary, so we can do a 2-in-1 here.
I mean, local knowledge.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with that.
I will marry you, Jason Statham, before this game is over. Beryl Goodbody will have a wish.
I really would rather you didn't. Because I am married. To a woman who also has an excellent lawyer.
We can fix that.
No, we can't. You failed a role, remember? As you lead Jason to St. Isle of Fernando, The Roman Catholic Church devoted to the saint after which the isle is named. That is also an eel sanctuary.
Yes.
God, I love this place. It's magical.
It is magical. A number of Take Me Out contestants are there, all feeling, frankly, just a bit threatened and or excited by the sight of a naked Jason Statham with entourage marching up to the church / eel sanctuary. At this point, each of your phones start to ring.
Oh.
Obviously, the agent who has got the earpiece in answers first. And it's Jason Statham's stockbroker who has got bad news.
It's never good news when you hear from the stockbroker on it. Yeah. When they call you.
On holiday as well.
The bad news is that what's happened is the Conservatives have changed leader again. And Dominic Raab has been made the new Chancellor.
Does anyone know if this has really happened in the last hour?
My phone did buzz in my pocket. I didn't want to check it.
And unfortunately, Dominic Raab made a speech.
Oh, that's never good.
And as a result, the stock market has crashed. Jason is now broke. In fact, the only money he has is in Rosie's name because she has the cash.
Beryl returns the ring.
Do you know what? He's going to recover 3 points of sand. Is that Jason doesn't know anything about this and so approaches the priest / eel wrangler who says, strap in.
Yeah. Welcome to our church. Slash is a hard word to say in this accent. / eel sanctuary. Here we offer sanctuary to moray eels and electric eels and a third type of eel. Not during the service. We do the conga at the end of the service. We drink a lot of communion wine. It is the blood of Christ and it is very strong. That's a transubstantiation joke. No? Wrong room, wrong crowd. Okay. maybe don't stroke the electric eel, that you will get a shock. Maybe don't stroke the moray eel, because their bite is one of the most vicious in the ocean, and you will lose an arm. And I will pray for it, but so far, no miracles. Since the visit of Saint Arlo Fernando, is his full name, he visited. Obviously, there were three miracles after he died, otherwise he would not be a saint. That's a Catholic law point. Where is this speech going, you might be asking yourself. I do not know, but this third type of eel is safe to pet. And Jason very gently starts to pet the third, if slimy, eel.
Jason, sweetie.
Now, no good conversation starts with Jason Sweetie.
Every conversation with me starts with Jason Sweetie, sweetie.
Now, that is true, yeah, but some of them are bad, I have noticed.
I just think that there's actually an opportunity here for you.
Oh, no. That's getting worse.
I know we say no shop talk while you're on holiday.
We do,
But when are we going to have this chance again? I just think Jason Statham plus eels, that says cologne advert to me. And you know how I got you your big break on the French Connection advert? Why don't we start doing adverts again? That could bring in, not that you need it, of course, but that could really bring in some income.
I'm broke, aren't I?
No, darling, of course not.
Okay, well, I am naked and this is a medieval church, so it is saying perfume advert to me.
Exactly.
All right, let's have some sort of roll to see whether or not Jason buys that and whether or not that works and rescues his financial situation.
Would you allow Statham law here? He really did start get his break on a French Connection advert.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine, yeah.
Unfortunately, that's 12.
Okay, so while it is a brilliant idea that he should do a perfume advert for Odor Statham in a Roman Catholic church on the island of Fernando that's also an eel sanctuary, just really giving dynamism to the shoot. You haven't contacted any perfume brands.
Ah, the concept was there.
The concept is there, but Jason is I'm loath to make him further sad at the fact that he's broke, but because you haven't actually solved any of his problems, that is what's going to happen. Yeah, he's going to take 2 points of sad, which means he is now in danger mode.
Because the agent broke the cardinal law of no shop talk.
Yep.
To cheer up Jason, I would like to sue the agent.
PvP. Let's do this.
I mean, it was always likely to happen.
Careful, boys. That's a moray.
That's a 3.
That's a 3. So what's now happened is Jason owns everything that you own.
Oh, no.
Jason's rich again. Yay!
And so Jason is doing all right again, actually.
But everything I own is 12% of what he owns.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that some of it is converted into cash.
Sure.
Yeah, that's now Jason's cash.
Makes sense. I feel like given that I've been so thoroughly sued, I should probably give him the clothes off my back as well.
Okay, so you're also naked too?
Well, no, not also naked, just me. I'm the only one who's naked.
Rose, is he going to be allowed to put the clothes on?
Is Jason moneyed once again?
He has the amount of money that a Hollywood agent has.
Right,
88% of it, because obviously 12 of it belongs back to the agent. That's your science.
In just which case, there won't be any clothes happening here. Then.
Okay, right. So Jason remains naked, if unengaged. So, you know, as the priest guides Jason through a kind of very gentle eel-stroking activity, and he starts to feel...
Is that a metaphor?
I hope not, in a church.
I mean, if it is, I know a great spin doctor.
No, I think for the sake of the danger... Yeah, you know, he hasn't got many points in Arrested, but I think we're all right. Jason has a therapeutic time stroking eels. Not a euphemism.
Two words that are now forever ruined for everyone in this room.
Yeah, yeah, every time you hear the word stroking eels.
Hey!
Is that something that happens a lot to you?
Well, let's not go into
okay,
that.
Okay, right.
Do you often stroke your eels?
It's 11 o'clock.
We continue through the church. As the kind of experience ends, Jason starts to feel calm. He starts to feel relaxed. He starts to feel the need for a fourth scene, which can take a whole hour, by the way, guys. No need to rush through this one.
Sure.
We'll find out what it is. Here we go. So Jason says... Sorry, the complication is interesting. And is going to make him sad.
Oh, no.
Oh, indeed. Jason says, you know what? Since I've always been interested, we've already established in the canon of this game that I'm interested in religion in the abstract rather than necessarily the Catholic faith. What I think we need to do is find a different temple of some sort. That is what we need. A temple that is not devoted to any kind of Roman Catholic saint, just someone else. That's what I really fancy.
Well, there is a Jedi temple on the other side of the island.
Now that is what I need! Get me some lightsabers and get me some... Nah! Now, the Catholic priest, there's a... Oh, no, there is no need to go to the Jedi temple. There is a silly place. No, stay here in the St. Isle of Fernando church, which is also an eel sanctuary. But by then, Jason has kicked the other door off the double doors into the main nave and is gone.
Nice through breeze now.
But... Yeah, there's now a lovely through breeze, which is helping keep the eels cool. Yeah. So, you know, it's not all a bad thing.
And there's even alpacas at the Jedi temple. Come on.
They are my favourite, as already has been established in the canon of this game.
Is he excited? Is he getting happy?
We are on to a winner here, as long as we can find this Jedi temple.
Oh, no. Hey!
Hey!
We can, ladies
Yay.
And gentlemen.
Yay.
So, you round a corner. A crowd has gathered, not paparazzi, they're all much too scared.
Nice.
It's just all they need. If one man would be incredibly violent to them, where there are no consequences, it would stop being a thing. You arrive at a Jedi temple. It is forged out of rocks that were mined in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, constructed into a beautiful crystalline structure. And Jason says, oh, yes. Oh, yes, all I need is some robes and a lightsaber, and I'm going to be well religious now.
Luckily, your private security guard has a lightsaber, doesn't he?
I hand him my lightsaber.
Let's have a these weapons are also weapons roll.
I'm always prepared when it comes to weapons. That is a one.
Nice!
So, you throw it, he catches it. Whoom, out it extends. Womp. Okay, you at the back, keep your filthy mind to yourself.
I'm watching you, Jeff.
You've let yourself down. You've let the whole game down.
You've let the school down.
You have let the school down. Jason now has a lightsaber. Pray we don't get the Statham die now. Jason is in the Jedi Temple.
Naked.
Naked, yes. A Jedi priest who takes this very seriously, actually, thank you, approaches and says, no, you'll get, yes, this is my voice. No, you cannot be naked in here. You must have some robes. And produces a Jedi robe, which Jason dons enthusiastically.
I'll allow it.
Is it just open at the front?
Yeah, of course.
That's a Jedi robe, more of a bathrobe.
A shorty robe?
It ain't. Yeah, it is both short and open at the front. Why not? It's very hot on the other.
Shorty Jedi robe.
So you need ventilation.
An alpaca approaches.
They are my favourite, says Jason. All I need is some help petting it. Which, if it goes wrong, is going to go very wrong, just so you know, because I've got a lightsaber in this hand.
I explain the legal ramifications of how to properly pet an alpaca.
I think that may be an eye for detail. I'm not entirely sure you can bring legal precedent into this.
I really tried. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh my god, I passed it. That is a three.
So... the right of petting an alpaca is allowing you to become one with the Force and to allow the Force to become one with you. The light side of the Force and the dark side of the Force are in balance in all of us. Sorry, I was expecting more to come or someone to interrupt this.
Do speech. Or do not, there is no
there
try.
There is no try. Yes, that is from our most sacred text.
Beat me up, Scotty.
The little green light. That is not it. That is a different thing entirely.
I will sue you.
Those jerks with the Klingon temple, that is pretend made-up religion, not our real one.
Wingardium Leviosa.
No, that's a children's story. You're being ridiculous. But Jason just starts to pet the alpaca. And he says, I am the Force, and the Force is with me. I am the Force, and the Force... This is really
I'm fluffy. Filming Jason doing this, and I'm on the phone to Lucasfilm.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Statham, a Star Wars story.
What role is that going to be?
I don't think it's one of the skills.
Oh, okay,
I think it's just a role.
Here we go.
That's an 11.
This is not fixing his financial problems. No. If anything, it may be creating more.
Oh my God, is Lucasfilm suing him?
Yeah. You can hear the sound. It goes... and it's the Disney lawyer's TIE fighter screams overhead. We may have to deal with the
I roll up my sleeves.
Here we go.
I stand at the mouth of this temple, point up at the Disney lawyer, and go... McFarlane, we meet again, and I am going to lawyer battle this man.
Okay, here we go. The TIE fighter lands, the ramp extends. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It might have got a round of applause, but it didn't. It's too... Don't patronise me. Just clap better later. That's it, Richard. Win the audience round.
Audiences love it when you just actively shout at them.
Disney lawyers are Sith.
About 30 seconds of the Imperial March plays, just enough that we don't get sued.
I hand him a lozenge.
Oh, thanks. That's making me feel a whole lot better. It's going to make me feel really bad about how I'm going to destroy you in court and take everything, including that Jedi robe.
Not if I destroy you first, Bert.
Yes, that's right. I am Bert McFarlane, lawyer to Disney, and I will destroy you.
Then it's on. The day of our long-awaited duel is here at last.
Okay, that is just maybe a bit close to a Star Wars trope.
I said long-awaited duel, not long-awaited meeting.
Yeah, a bit close, that's all. I've sued people for
fine.
Less.
Legally, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
So, anyway, I'm hearing the word Statham, a Star Wars story. That is our intellectual property. If we haven't greenlit it, you guys are going down. I'm going to take the shirt off. What, one of you guys has got a shirt on, right?
Well, Bert, I think you'll find that the video in question was less than 30 seconds in duration, therefore...
You're not using the parody law, are you?
Oh, I am most certainly using the parody law with the Austin Powers get-out clause. Now, I think you'll find...
I eat Austin Powers for...
Go on, yeah, finish it.
Go on, darling, what was that?
For breakfast. You know what I meant!
And has Austin Powers... Powers lawyers heard about this? This yes. assault upon his character? I call Austin Powers lawyers.
Yeah. Does anyone know if Austin Powers is part of the Disney Corporation now?
I don't think he is.
He's not? Okay, he's independent. All right.
We're going to turn this into a lawyer battle royale.
Okay, I'm going to set the alpacas loose in a second. Right.
So a giant, inevitably, phallic ship lands... And a guy wearing a shirt slashed open to the navel with a medallion steps out and he says, he just starts to go, parody law, baby, and hands out a series of business cards that just have the word parody law, baby, written on them. What's going on here? I'm feeling groovy. And yet, McFarlane, and he's like, I ate you for breakfast and I do it again. And then there's just a, from the Austin Powers lawyer. And he goes, not like, you know what I mean.
Lovely to see you again, Clive.
Hey, it's been good. It's been a while. You feeling groovy?
I am feeling marvellously groovy now you're here. Come, let us destroy Disney once and for all.
Oh, no, I'm not risking that. And he gets back in his phallic ship and just takes away.
He did the same with my wife. Right. Then.
Got inside her and took her up.
You did that. You did that. You did that.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, lies.
So we're going to have a law role as you attempt to challenge the fact that the video of Jason Statham in an open, naughty Jedi robe.
It's enough.
Yeah. Was totally acceptable under the parody law clause. And he picks up his phone. Which is not in the shape of a Star Trek communicator, which was the only place my brain went. Oh, they have those, like, sticks that are not
like
in any way convenient.
Like a little Gillette shaver kind of thing.
Like a
yeah.
sonic screwdriver.
No, in no way like a sonic screwdriver. Don't get the BBC involved.
I'm ready.
It's like, yeah, no, parody law. Yeah, I told them I eat it for breakfast, but it turns out it's still a real thing. I can't just say, I eat it for breakfast and have no further legal... Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, no, they're fine. Yeah, no, they have countersued. Yeah, no, Jason is now incredibly rich. Only in Disney bucks, but it turns out we've got increasing places you can spend them. All right, okay, yeah. No, it's fine. We'll get one of you guys to spin it. Someone who's better at spin doctoring than I am. All right. Yeah, no, I'll get back in... What do you mean I can't use the TIE fighter? I'll have to walk. I'm on an island here. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I have let you down, George, I know. All right. Okay. Yeah, say hi to Walt for me. Yeah. No, I know he's supposed to be... Okay, yeah. No, don't say hi to Walt for me. He's a frozen head in a freezer. And the lawyer just very sadly walks off as... Da-da-da-da, plays with just a... this song is probably the Disney Corporation plays underneath as he leaves.
We're hitting a lot of franchises in this conversation.
Yeah, we are. Parody law.
Yeah. That's fair use, baby. I've cleaned my gun while this has
okay,
been going on.
Yep.
I've cleared out all of the eel debris and whatever was
good
clogging
stuff.
It
so
up.
The Uzi is ready to
it's
go.
It's ready to go just in case.
You'll see.
Point to a...
That lawyer's voice is not good for my throat. Who'd have thought it'd be that long in the game before I found a voice that was difficult to do? Was nailing all the others.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, for the take, the audience all nodded sagely. What does this mean? Since Jason is now fully... this is going to be good, guys. Particularly how close to dead Jason is. As we approach the conclusion of Jason's holiday, and as we know that he is now fabulously wealthy, if only in Disney bucks, he says, since you've together, mostly my lawyer, I will acknowledge, good work.
Thank you, Jason.
I mean, it's what I pay you an enormous amount of money for, but all right. Since I'm now fabulously wealthy in Disney bucks, which I think is now quite a hard currency, certainly harder than the pound after Rob got involved, I'd like to go to the bank and just get some of the cash out so I can just be rich.
Well, I see no reason why we can't. We have a wonderfully, wonderfully talented tour guide who I'm certain has some fantastic local knowledge about the...
she hasn't steered me wrong yet.
Fine institutes of the Isle of Fernando banking system.
Except for the two times that she did let me down, obviously, but we'll not hold it against her.
I mean, you wanted to touch animals and you touched animals, honey, so...
That is true.
And you did yoga.
Not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism. Yet. all right, fine. I suppose to the bank we go and we can discuss the engagement on the way. Oh, excellent. Yes, we get to the bank. Which so, I never had any doubt of.
Leading up the main street onto Bank Street, where the Isle of Fernando Bank, that's St. Isle of Fernando.
First National Bank.
The First National Bank of the Isle of Fernando. Named after.
Sponsored by Disney.
Sponsored by Disney, which is why you can extract Disney bucks from it.
Entirely staffed by Take Me Out contestants, I have
you obviously,
know.
Inevitably, as are most places. They're just the woman behind the counter, what she's doing mostly is just scanning around and either switching the light on or off in her booth, depending on how attractive the customers are. Yeah, I haven't seen the show, but I know a little bit about it.
Hello, Mary.
Hello. I'm more attractive than this voice sounds. Oh, yes. Oh, I like it. And she switches the light on. The switch, by the way, has lighty switch on it, obviously. As Jason approaches, he says, hello there, darling. I'd like to take out a large sum of Disney bucks, please. Oh, yes, I can do that. How large a sum? About a million. That'll probably, that's just an amount of money you spend in a day, yeah?
Yeah, about that if you want three alpacas.
No, I've petted an alpaca now. I feel like I've had my moment of zen. What I don't want to pet is those bears. And just at that moment, the bank just starts to fill with bears.
Oh, classic.
At which point the contestants, sorry, bank teller, same thing.
Contestants.
The bank teller / contestants light goes out and the shutters all come down. Just a brief moment while $1 million worth of Disney bucks just crosses the threshold. So the transaction has taken place. Jason is now fabulously Disney wealthy. But the place is now full of angry bears.
May I use my local knowledge to soothe the inner beasts of these beasts?
You can certainly try. Why not? But do be aware that Jason is one point away from dying.
Oh, no. I said it already. I've got to do it.
Yeah. You've got this. You've got this.
You, using your local knowledge in a way you're about to explain.
Well, I will use some soothing bear sound. You know, like how their mothers sing to them when they're young.
Sure,
I'm perfectly able to replicate that with my beautiful siren-like voice.
That's near a demonstration.
Yeah, I think we'll have to hear the sound of bear sound.
I mean, that was majestic.
Yeah.
Taunting.
I don't know about everyone else, but the inner beast in my beast is Sue.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Jason feels a bit more romantic now.
There was a moment.
I was like,
there was a moment.
We should do some sort of role for this. And I thought, no, I don't do any roles. So as the bears all just start to curl up and just, you can see them all becoming peaceful. What role would you like to make as we hit the final roll of the game to discover whether or not Jason is now feeling romantic because of the bear song that came out of your mouth? Because it feels to me very much like an everything else role. I think it's an everything else role. Because I don't think singing like a bear in order to seduce a man.
Spin doctor it.
No, I think this is for Beryl and Beryl alone.
But definitely I'm in cahoots with the lawyer.
I'm absolutely, like, divorces, that's where the money's at. Okay.
So I don't think we can have an advantage roll.
No, that's not a thing in this game. I do remember that adrenaline and stability are both definitely things in this game that I never use and would have doomed you all, I suspect. But here we go. Last roll of the game. Does Beryl manage to...
No.
Sadly, as enchanting as all the bears find your song, Jason is unmoved.
Oh, Jason. It's all right, I'm going to go over to the Wesley Snipes fan club. You heard me. I'm done with this.
For the tape, because this will be an audio podcast, Beryl's just turned over her Jason Statham sign on her flag to show a Jason Statham crossed out sign.
Snipes for life.
Hashtag Snipes for life. As Jason Statham's holiday comes to an end, he turns to you each and says, "Do you know what? We had some rough moments. When I nearly drowned. When I got so sad, I nearly broke down in tears. The bit where I went completely broke. But you know what? You've all ensured that despite the ups and downs, I've had a big vacation. Thank you all. And thank you, live studio audience." Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and being part of this. And without you, it would have been just a bit of a weird energy, I think, to just perform into an empty room. Yeah, no, I think the beautiful thing about Jason Statham's Big Vacation is that every time it brings its own wonderful extension to the Jason Statham canon. And you guys were here as part of that. No, you let yourself down there, AJ. I heard that snigger.
I will forever regret that I could not get Jason a divorce then and there.
Well, you know, the story maybe continues at another date, but it only remains for us to say thank you to each of the players. And before you clap, what we're going to do is each of them are going to just tell you a little bit about their podcast, where you can find it online. And unfortunately, I fear that live stream has been a bit janky because of other internet. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But yeah, Matt, tell us about who you are, where you're from, and where people can find you on the internet.
Thank you very much. My name is Matt Boothman, and I am the host of a podcast called Merely Role Players. You can find us at merelyroleplayers.com and on all of the podcast places. We are an actual play podcast. We play a variety of indie games, including, it for one of our seasons, another Grant Howitt classic, Dr. Magnet Hands, the role-playing game that you must play drunk.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Good stuff. And thank you, Matt, for being an incredible agent. AJ.
Hi. Yeah, I host Pretending with Dice. We're also an actual play podcast. We do a variety of different systems edited into sort of an audio drama format with original music and things, which I destroy myself by spending ages writing. So, yeah. PretendingWithDice.com. I'm good at promotion.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you for being an unbelievable lawyer.
Thank you very much.
I may mean that both ways.
I guess I'm... Well, ours is kind of
yeah,
the same thing,
but your name
it?
Is...
Yeah, hi. I'm David Cox. I am part of Who Lives, Who Dice. We are, again, an actual play podcast, and we have a show, a D&D show, that goes on YouTube fortnightly.
Yep.
Rose, what have I forgotten? Oh, yes, we are DM'd by the very talented Matt Bateman.
There we go.
Who's here somewhere.
Yep, doing long-form D&D.
Yes.
I'm Rose Radon. Hi. We do Who Lives, Who Dice together. And that's everything.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
And that is, yeah, oh yeah, we are Who Lives, Who Dice, wherever you go.
Yeah.
And that's Who Dice, not
Dice.
Dies.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
A clever pun, but
as
if people are searching
things
for the wrong thing, they won't find it. Yeah.
Yes.
That'll be good for the tape, these things.
For the tape, I held some dice. Not dies, dice.
And I am, I mean, hopefully most of you know, but I am Richard Kirk. I am the host and GM of the D20 Future Show. We play, well, mostly the game D20 Future and turn it into a show. We also have a bi-weekly live stream. At the minute, we're playing Dungeons & Dragons, where I play a halfling with an axe called the Gentleman's Cheese.
I'm intrigued.
That's true. Story, that.
Yeah.
There is. He is called Bumbleweed Nunglethump, and yes, I'm very proud of myself. You can find the D20 Future Show on all good, neutral, and evil podcast platforms. If you search for D20 Future Show, you can find us on Twitter and whichever social media platform we jump to when Twitter finally gets destroyed. We'll also be at D20 Future Show. You can find us on Facebook, I guess, though nobody ever does. we don't have a website yet, but if you want to watch us on Twitch, we're at twitch.com/D20Future Show. You listeners have been listening. You live audience have been amazing. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks once again to Matt, AJ, David and Rose. Do check out their podcasts in all the usual podcast places. And if you see Jason Statham, please don't tell him about this. We're not entirely sure he would get the joke. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you next time on the next episode of The D20 Future Show.